Hello, everyone, and welcome to Live Through Jesus Weekly Devotions. This is for those of you who don't want to do the full Bible study like I do on my Live Through Jesus podcast, and instead you want to just know what we can take away from the passage or just have a little devotion to think about throughout the week. And normally, I have a lot of scriptures to back up what I'm talking about, and it relates much more to the passage that we studied through the week. But this week, something just sparked my thought process, and it's just what I wanted to write about. And so, as we were looking at the third chapter of Ruth, we saw Naomi and Ruth and Boaz all working together as a family. And each one of them kind of had their own role. And Naomi, as the mother with grown children, had her own role. And that made me think about, what is my role as a mom whose kids are grown now? And so I wanted to give an encouragement to all the young moms. Now, I remember all the joys and all the wonderful things and all the great things about the ages and the stages and all of that. And I've written about that multiple times, I think, and I think I'll write about that again, but that's not what I'm talking about today. Today, I want to talk to you about your struggles and I want to encourage you in those. And so I want you to know that I remember what that felt like. I remember trying to shush a crying baby in public. I remember trying to keep my kids from being too loud so they didn't bother everybody else. I remember trying to occupy them in the doctor's office. I remember trying to keep them seated in a restaurant and keep them quiet in church and entertained in the car. I remember the trips to the grocery store when you only had like 5 things left to get and your kid completely melts down in the middle of the aisle and you're like, do I leave? Do I stay? What do I do here? Right? I remember this. I remember crying after my kids went to bed and thinking, I can't believe I yelled at them again today. I've got to do better. I remember sitting there holding my breath while the kids were up in front of the church, gonna perform whatever song it was that they had learned for BBS, and just hoping that the big sister didn't try to be a big sister, right? I was thinking, if she tells him where to stand or how to act, then he's gonna turn around to her and tell her she's not his boss, and they're gonna have a fight right there in the middle of church, right? I remember these things. And I remember having all those eyes on me. The eyes of the people whose kids were grown. And I remember thinking, is my baby's crying bothering them? Are my kids getting too loud? Are they looking at me right now thinking, get in control of your child? I'm wondering, are they judging me or am I just judging myself? You know, do they not realize that I know all of these things, that I see the issue right now and I wish I would have done something different, but I didn't and now I'm in this predicament and I'll try better later, but right now I don't know what to do and I'm just doing my best. Do they see that? Like, people, please give me some grace. I'm trying here. I remember all of that, but I also remember all the people that helped me. All the people that encouraged me, all the people that told me I was doing a good job and I would figure it out, all the people that shushed my crying babies and got them to sleep for me, all of them that smiled at me knowingly and played with my kids. I remember being in the car with my father-in-law when my husband was deployed and my little boy was crying and I was sitting there thinking, he must be driving this man crazy. I wish I could get him to stop, but I don't know how. And all of a sudden, my father-in-law says, look, there's a bear. And immediately my son stops crying, looks out the window, can't find the bear because we live in Texas. And they did this game. All the rest of the way home, my son never cried again. This started a game with my father-in-law and my son that lasted for a year or so and helped me get a break every day. He would come, pick my daughter up for school, take her to school, and then come back and get my little boy, and they would go look for bears for a little while. I remember how much help that was to me. I remember whenever my daughter completely fell apart because her castle fell apart and my brother looked at me and said, can I take this? And I'm like, yes, please. And he goes in there, helps her rebuild her castle, calms her frustrations, and then buys her Legos that Christmas because they don't fall down. And why are we going to have her melting down all the time when we can just solve this problem beforehand, right? I remember my cousin coming and getting my little boy whenever I was doing VBS so that I could teach without having him in my arms. And then me seeing my cousin a little bit later and saying, hey, where is he? And he says, oh, I got him to sleep. He's laying in a pallet in there with the ladies fixing the food. And I'm like, are you kidding me? This is wonderful. Thank you so much. I remember the people that took my kids to the concession stand and then let them sit in their laps while they're eating the dripping sucker. I remember the people who took my kids to play at the ball game so I could watch my brother make the winning touchdown. I remember the man on the plane that carried my luggage so that I could carry my crying baby. And also the one who looked at my four-year-old little girl and said, oh, you're being such a good helper. And the big smile that she had on her face, knowing that she was helping mom and other people noticed it. I remember the couples at church that gave my kids books and crayons and smiled at me sweetly. And the people that invited them to come sit with them and ran their little fingers on the words of the hymnal to keep them occupied while we were singing. I remember the people that told me, don't worry when you look in here and you see your little boy sitting totally by himself and no one talking to him. That's the way he wants it. He won't let us speak to him because every time we talk to him, he remembers he's in the nursery and not there with his mama and he cries. And so what we do is we just slip a little toy in front of him whenever he's not looking so he at least has something to play with. I remember the woman that was probably my age. Her son had just graduated school. And when I would drop my son off with her, he would be crying and didn't want me to go. And she would say, go, he's fine. I've got it. Go enjoy yourself. And I would drop him off with her. And for an hour and a half, this woman would carry him on her hip, check on all the classes, and get snacks and drinks and all of those things. And every room she would take my little boy to, she would say, Mom's not in here. I guess we'll have to go to another spot. And then she would go do another thing and we would look for him in there. She did this for an hour and a half so that I could visit with other moms without having my baby in there. And I remember those little old ladies and me thinking, oh, they're probably being too loud and too wild. And then I looked at those ladies' faces and you could see the joy on their faces. And I could tell right then that they were loving watching my kids run around and squeal and scream and laugh because they don't have that anymore because they sit with stuffy adults that are boring, right? And so I thought, okay, it's good. They're letting my kids be kids. And so today, because I remember how hard it is, and because I also remember how much help I have, I smile at you, moms. I'm looking at you, and I'm reminding you, I understand. And I grab the crying babies, and I tell the mamas to go, and I say, we'll be okay. I get the babies and put them to sleep whenever I can see that the mom is exhausted. I take the little ones to the concession stand and distract them so their moms can watch the game. I talk to them when they're frustrated, and I'm gentle and kind when their moms and dads have had enough and they can't be patient anymore. I bounce them and rock them and walk them and let them look out the window and distract them and have conversations with them. And when I see that child in the grocery store having a complete meltdown, I smile at the mom and I try to distract the kid and help them forget why they're crying so their mom can get finished with her grocery list. And I tell the little girl, you're being such a great helper to your mom. I bet she really appreciates you. And I watch that smile come on her face. And I giggle and I look at my husband when I look at those siblings in front of the church squabbling and we remember what it was like. I try to reassure all of the parents that I see, your kids are not bothering me. I enjoy it. My youngest is 21 years old. I don't have wild, squealing, laughing kids having fun. I don't get to see that right now. I'll have grandkids one day, hopefully, and I'll get to do that, but right now I don't. I'm in that in-between stage where I don't have any kids at home and they don't have kids of their own yet. And so I enjoy watching yours, and it's okay. You don't have to quiet them every time you see me come through. You can go to the restaurant. You can finish your grocery list. You can go places and you don't have to worry. Maybe there are people there that they're going to judge you, but they'll judge you no matter what. But I want you to know that there's other people out there like me too. And they remember. They remember what it's like. And whether they say anything or not, they're not judging you. They know you're trying your best, and you'll get it one day if you don't right now. And they support you. And so I just want to tell you today, yes, there's a time to get onto your kids, for sure. But do that because you're trying to raise them right, because you want them to be good kids, because you want them to know right from wrong, not because you're worried about what those of us whose kids are grown are thinking. Because most likely the people that are judging you, they just don't remember. But there's a lot of us that do. So have fun with them and know that we enjoy them too. So that's what I thought about this week whenever I was watching Naomi as the older mom and wondering, what is my role? And if you're a mom whose kids are grown, please try to remember and be kind and give them a little smile and let them know you remember. So that's all I have for today. If you do want to do a long Bible study, then you can go to Live Through Jesus and watch on YouTube or podcast there. Or you can go to livethroughjesus.substack.com. You can get the Bible studies there for $6 a month or $60 a year. Or you can subscribe for free and read the blog post, which is what I talked about here today. So I hope that this encouraged you today, and I'll see you back next week. Thanks and have a good day. Thank you.